passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. Wetlands have long been used to treat sewage waste, but their cleansing properties don't stop there. They can also be used to treat a range of industrial wastewater. That's according to Matthew Simpson, Associate Director of the Wildfowl and Wetlands Trust Consulting.
Basically, the wetlands are now used for treating a whole range of different industrial waste. It's normally industry that produces a lot of water, and so industries such as breweries, beer factories and paper factories that are producing a lot of wastewater, wetlands can be used to treat that type of waste.
What about things that have maybe a lot of water but also quite a lot of solid stuff in there as well? What do you do then?
Well, normally the designs have many different stages, and the way we try and design systems are to create lots of different biodiversity. So we use different types of wetlands. So for example, the first stage is normally you have a settlement stage to try and settle out the heavy solids. Then we might put it through a reed bed system, then through a wet grassland system, and then eventually maybe into another pond system.
Do you have to design different types of plants and animals and things that go in there depending on what kind of wastewater you think is going to flow through it?
Very much so, because each different type of wastewater will have a different range of pollutants. It might be nutrients such as nitrogen or ammonia, or it could be something which is a lot more damaging to the environment, such as a heavy metal. And so you have to make sure that you design each stage to take out specific pollutants.
What about leachate from landfill sites? Can that be treated in the same way?
Yeah, we've done a design with Swindon Borough Council recently, where they have a landfill site, and naturally through the rain running through the system, you get this leachate, which is normally rich of nutrients, but sometimes heavy metals. There you have to design a specific wetland treatment system to treat that so that you can then have safe discharge of the surface water back into the rivers and streams.
What about the biodiversity? Because this sounds like quite nasty things going through these different types of wetlands, whether it's a leachate wetland or something from some other industry. Can the biodiversity survive there as well?
Yeah, no, of course. I mean, that's the wonderful thing about wetlands, is that you can provide treatment, but at the same time create a range of habitat for a whole number of different species. And you have to be a little careful sometimes with the design, but with all of these systems, we're actually putting habitat back into the countryside, which has been lost. So habitats such as reed bed, which is being a diminishing habitat across the country, using wetlands to treat wastewater has allowed us to create a lot more reed bed across the country.
Quite often the nice thing about wetlands is you can have these kind of raised boardwalks, and we can go for, you know, nice Sunday afternoon walk through one of them. Can you do that in these wetlands, or again, is it maybe a little bit dangerous?
Well, no. I mean, we've designed systems actually for schools where we're treating the wastewater from schools and using the wetland treatment system as an experiment for the schools to allow them to sample the water, but also to monitor the biodiversity. And as long as you have controlled access so that they're fenced correctly and there's supervised access, actually there's no real danger to the public, and they can be used very much as an educational resource.
What about the stuff that stays in the wetland? In other words, the stuff that they suck out and keep before the water sort of flows out the other end and you use it because it's nice and clean and so on. What about the stuff that's in there? Where does it go? What happens to it?
In most cases, the pollutants such as nutrients, such as ammonia or nitrogen or phosphorus, are actually transformed within the wetland. They're actually used by the plants and by the soil and by the bacteria within the soils. And so in those situations, it's completely safe. The problem is when you have some industrial chemicals or heavy metals, and in that circumstance, then you have to dig out the soils and make sure you dispose of them carefully, normally within a controlled landfill site. But in many circumstances, you can reuse that soil or use it as fertiliser because it's nutrient rich.
How big does a wetland have to do any good, really?
Really, it completely depends on the type of pollutant that you're putting in, and you have to really understand what is in the water before you design it. But, I mean, typically, say, for a household of, I don't know, 4 or 5 people, then maybe a wetland of just about 5 metres square would be sufficient to treat it. But you really have to understand what the wastewater is and then design it appropriately.
Is it possible to build wetlands anywhere, or do they really have to be in areas where the land would have been naturally wet, and perhaps we've drained it since then and don't realise it's wet, but it would have been a natural wetland area?
You can build them everywhere. Obviously, it's easier often to build them where wetlands used to be, but in many situations, particularly in urban areas, you can build a wetland treatment system and have it as a garden space within houses, and as long as the system's lined correctly and designed appropriately, then you can have them anywhere.
That's Matthew Simpson of the Wildfowl and Wetlands Trust Consulting.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews
news online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.